farming news. Megan Mackay's in the hot seat. Hello to you.
Hello, good morning.
And you've good news for cattle farmers.
Yes, we do this morning, Karen. Pre-export brucellosis testing due to be removed from Monday. We heard the announcement from Dard yesterday. Now, up until now, all breeding cattle over a year old have had to be tested before trade with the Republic, England, Scotland and Wales, as well as EU member states. This will no longer be the case, with the exception of non-EU countries, depending on what their own individual policies are. So Northern Ireland was officially declared free of the highly contagious disease that can cause early abortions in October, and the Chief Veterinary Officer Robert Huey says this will help trade and save money for farmers, but we shouldn't get complacent.
As we withdraw from our brucellosis programme, it is important to maintain that high health status by telling the department of any suspicions of brucellosis. That would mainly be late stage abortions in cows. But as we do less and less testing on farm, which is another saving to farmers, it's important that they do report abortions whenever they see them and not just take them as one of those things that happens.
So what should farmers be looking out for and what should they do about it?
In technical terms, we call it surveillance, but it really is just common sense and feeds into this thing we talk about, biosecurity. Farmers ensuring that they keep the health status of their own individual farms as high as possible and telling us about anything unusual, particularly abortions late in the calving period, is important to us. If they see an animal that has either aborted later in her pregnancy or that may even have had a weakly calf that died shortly after, they should inform the department and we will send somebody out to do a blood sample.
So that testing will be removed from Monday, the 1st of February.
Now from brucellosis to birds, Megan.
Yes, we've all heard of a partridge in a pear tree, but what about the shores of Strangford Loch? Well, that's where you will find a grey partridge that hasn't been seen there in over 40 years, as one farmer there is bringing them back. David Sandford has actually won awards for his conservation work there as he farms his crops in a way that leaves the habitat for the birds by planting a 3 metre strip just around the perimeter of his barley to give them cover and provide them with food. So why does this benefit farmers listening to this? Well, he's encouraging others to follow suit and get involved in countryside management schemes like this. He gets a subsidy because of the way it helps with the environment, but does he make a profit?
If you took everything into account, the fact you don't have to work some of the ground as well, the answer is a qualified yes, but only just. And that's where I think a lot more farmers would get more involved if perhaps there's a little bit more generosity in some of these EU scheme assistances. And I think, like everyone else, farmers have to make money. They've got families to feed, but also we are the protectors of wildlife. And I think the two can go hand in hand. And I think, quite honestly, a lot of the general public would like to see their hard-earned taxes going to support wildlife to a greater extent, and rather than to produce more food that in some cases we don't actually need.
So what about the livestock prices? I see store lambs doing very well at the minute, Megan.
They are indeed. Hoggets were selling at an average of 363 pence per kilo at Enniskillen and between 340 and 425 pence per kilo at Ballymena. And with the rest of the Mart Report this morning, here's Hampton Hewitt in Market Hill.
190 cull cows, deep red cows from 120 to 155 for 17 kilos, 1100 Friesians from 95 to 117 bonded kilos, second quality from 75 to 85 in the poorest types from 50 to 70, 215 cows, good quality bulls from 250 to 350 and heifers from 180 to 310, young Friesians from 40 to 70, dairy stock to 1200, 205 store bullocks, forward bullocks to 214 for 560 kilos or 1200, mid-range to 312 for 460 kilos or 975 and Friesian bullocks from 130 to 149 for 100 kilos, 130 heifers, forward heifers from 180 to 186 for 560 kilos, 1110, mid-range from 180 to 210 for 360 kilos at 755, with weaning males from 220 to 273 for 240 kilos at 660, heifers to 278 for 320 kilos at 890, suckler outfits sold up to 1410 each.
And that's it from me this morning.